There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. Here are the headlines. Berlin stabbing suspect identified as Syrian refugee. And Central Park rally calls for Gaza hostages' release. We begin in Germany, where more details are emerging about the suspect arrested in connection with the stabbing incident at the Berlin Holocaust Memorial on Friday evening. According to police, a 30-year-old Spanish tourist was attacked at the memorial near Brandenburg Gate, suffering severe neck injuries. A 19-year-old suspect, who reportedly intended to kill Jews, was arrested shortly afterwards. Authorities believe he's a Syrian refugee who arrived in the country as an unaccompanied minor in 2023, and he was granted asylum. The attack took place 2 days before Germany's national election, where migration is a key issue due to recent deadly attacks involving immigrants. Meanwhile, the victim's undergone emergency surgery and is in a stable condition. In the United States, hundreds chanted in unison in Manhattan Central Park yesterday with a clear message for all the remaining hostages in Gaza to be released. The rally marked more than 500 days since Hamas attacked Israel, taking more than 250 hostages. Speaking at the event, former captive Ilana Gruzewski called on Israel, the US, and others involved in the negotiations to do whatever's needed to ensure the ceasefire deal remains in place. The 31-year-old and her boyfriend, Matan Zangalka, were taken hostage on October 7, 2023. She was released 55 days later without him.
My body be free, but my heart, soul, my entire being remains in captivity with Tan and the other hostages.
Meanwhile, New York Congressman Richie Torres reiterated his support for Israel at the event.
I will always stand with you, not only in hoping, but fighting a world where the hostages of Rome,
yeah,
and where October 7th can never be repeated.
Yeah. Torres remains a strong voice in the fight against Hamas. Last week, he called for the group's eradication from the face of the earth after the bodies of two of Israel's youngest hostages, Kafir and Ariel Bibas, were released. Iraq's Jews left behind assets worth approximately $34 billion during their mass exodus between 1941 and the 1960s. The study was carried out by the New York-based Justice for Jews from Arab Countries group. The report details assets, institutions, and property abandoned by the 135,000 Jews who fled, ending a 2,500-year-old community. The report highlights the immense historical significance of this Jewish community, which played a central role in shaping Judaism, especially through the Babylonian Talmud. Their displacement began after the 1941 Farud pogrom and escalated through increasing persecution, culminating in near-total exile by the 1970s. And in the States, a Jewish family, the Conroys, is leading an effort to collect Judaica for Jewish families who lost their homes in the devastating fires that ravaged the city last month. Volunteers have rallied, gathering donations from across the United States to replace items like menorahs, kiddush cups, and seder plates. Over 500 Jewish families were displaced, and at least 19 synagogues had members lose their homes. The donations are not only practical but often sentimental, with some families sending heirlooms that have survived the Holocaust. It's hoped these gestures will help families rebuild their lives and reset their Jewish tables. Community's response reflects the widespread impact of the fires on Jewish Los Angeles. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.